Wessels, St. Helena, California, February 21, 1907. Mr. Wessels Sanitarium, Paradise Valley, California. Dear Brother and Sister Wessels, I expected to come to San Diego this month, but J.E. White has sent a message that he is coming to St. Helena next week. This may delay us till the latter part of March. We have had rainy weather through all the month of January and thus far into February. How has it been with you in San Diego? We would like to have more of the sunshine, but I suppose the land needs the rains we are having. It appears today as if the weather would clear. The sun is trying to shine. I pray that nothing may be permitted to come in to make of none effect the precious work that should be done at the sanitarium at Paradise Valley. Now is our time and opportunity to become better acquainted with God. We will be tested and proved, and we need to know the source of our strength. The Lord is our helper and strength, our front guard and our rearward. I would have you look to the source of your efficiency. Put not your trust in man, nor make flesh your arm. Look to Jesus. Pray much, believe, and you will see the saving grace of the one who promises to help all who trust in his power to save. Be of good courage, and draw. Draw with earnest faith upon the blessed help promised. Do not become discouraged in any way. I have just returned from making an effort in Oakland for the members of the Berkeley Church. I think we have reason to be encouraged with the results of the meetings we held there, and to believe that more prosperous days are before the church at Berkeley. This experience was a hard trial for me, but I felt that I must speak. Things had not been right for some time among the church members. There was need of great changes in the characters of some. The meetings we held were of great interest, the last meeting lasting from 2:30 p.m. till 7 on Sunday. We labored and prayed with the brethren and sisters till those of us who carried the burden felt that we could do no more. Before the meeting closed, nearly all had made clean work, emptying their hearts of dissensions and coming into unity with one another. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will work on the minds and hearts of those who did not take a right position at that meeting, until every soul is brought to realize the saving grace of Christ. There were two men present who had embraced the truth in the past, but had given up, and for months had been disregarding the Sabbath. In the meeting, these men expressed their determination to come into line. There was rejoicing that these lost sheep were brought back to the fold. How pleased the wives of these men were, and we all rejoiced with them. We all have a work to do. Watch unto prayer. Believe, believe. The Lord will save souls if we will be earnest for their salvation.